Track 58.
Hi, Aaron. I remember you told me you experienced synesthesia.
Yes, I told you that. What do you want to know about it?
Well, I just watched an interview with David Hurst, who also experiences synesthesia.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him. I've read a little bit of his blog, but I haven't seen his interview yet.
He said he associates colors with numbers. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, not all types of synesthesia are alike. I don't associate numbers with colors, but I do associate sounds with colors.
I remember you telling me that. What I thought was really interesting is that he said he is able to remember numbers more easily because of his synesthesia.
I suppose that could be beneficial, couldn't it?
Yes, he seemed very positive about his experience. Do you feel that there are any downsides to having synesthesia?
Well, as you know, I associate sounds with colors. Sometimes, if there are too many sounds, I can feel like it's a little too much for my senses. But really, I love the way I experience music and sound. So I would say that there's not really a downside that I feel bad about.
That's wonderful.